Hans, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading from the August 17, 2026 issue of the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. And this is the Off to College edition. As we near the final weeks of the summer, many fresh high school graduates are preparing for their departure to college, whether they are venturing to a university in another state or attending a community college near home. There are many pieces of advice incoming freshmen should know. Coming from a rising junior nursing student, there are three key areas to be aware of before starting school: academic success, polishing life skills, and embracing growth and adaptation. So that is something, if you have nieces or nephews or children, this is something that's obviously uppermost on their minds and should be informative for you as well. As students begin this new chapter of their lives, many are striving to achieve academic success. However, the study habits that worked in high school may not be enough for college. Every student learns differently, so finding student study strategies that fit their individual learning style is essential. One tip I wish I had been given is to review the syllabus before the semester begins. It provides an overview, and now we have to go to page 7 here. The syllabus provides an overview of the course, including important assignments, exam dates, professor contact info, and other expectations. Just as important is self-accountability. The effort students put into their education directly impacts what they gain from it, making it essential to dedicate the necessary time and effort to succeed. Aside from the building blocks of academic success, independence is another crucial aspect to consider before attending college. As rising freshmen prepare to leave the nest, many of the responsibilities once handled by their guardians, pardon me for just a second, by their guardians will now fall on their shoulders. Being a, quote, broke college student has become a commonly used phrase, but learning to budget and prioritize essential expenses can help students avoid unnecessary financial stress. Saving money can also provide a greater sense of security throughout the school year, and just as important as financial responsibility is prioritizing sleep and overall health. With busy schedules and demanding workloads, students may be tempted to sacrifice sleep, but doing so can take a toll on both their physical and academic well-being. So, best of luck to all incoming freshmen. You're about to begin an incredible chapter of your life, so embrace the challenges, cherish the memories, and enjoy the journey. All right, let's go back to page 1. Now, the activities around the Chautauqua area for the week starting August 17th, we start off with, on the 17th, you have a trivia contest with Brewer Drew at 6 p.m., it's at a place called Wicked Warren's in Jamestown, 119 West 3rd Street, 119 West 3rd Street in Jamestown. For info, email wickedwarrens.com. That's the website, I'm sorry. Wickedwarrens.com. Let's see here. Splash Bemis, live music with Sean, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., also the evening of the 17th, so 6 p.m., 8 p.m., live music at Splash Bemis, Bemis Point, 60 Lakeside Drive. On Tuesday, August 18th, you have a music trivia activity at Southern Tier Brewing, Sunset Bay Beach Club, 7 p.m. on the 18th. On Wednesday, August 19th, you have the Dunkirk Farmers Market at 9 p.m. to 2 p.m., which is at 45 Cliffstar Court in Dunkirk. That's Dunkirk Farmers Market, 9 to 2 p.m. You also have Jamestown Mobile Market, which is a little misleading. It says 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. And 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Prendergast Library and Silver Tree Seniors, Anderson Manor. For information, jfmny.org. Let's see. There's an open mic at Wicked Warren's on the 19th. And let's go to the 20th now. We have cardio drumming, 9 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. at the Dunkirk Senior Center. Dunkirk, New York, obviously. Lakewood Farmers Market, Chautauqua Avenue and Alto Way in Lakewood. Jamestown Mobile Market at the Chautauqua Center and Silver Tree Seniors. Forestville Farmers Market on Main Street in Forestville. And that again is on the 20th. Let's see here. On the 21st, Friday, August 21st, Bemis Point Farmers and Artisans Market, 9 a.m., 3 p.m. on Lakeside Drive, Bemis Point. And there's Jamestown Mobile Market, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the TRC Community Health Center. Let's see, on the 22nd, again, Jamestown Farmers Market, Fredonia Farmers Market, Westfield Farmers and Artisans Market, spiritual, here's an interesting activity, spiritual experiences. Have you had one? It's at the Prendergast Library in Jamestown, 1:30 to 3:30. Group Thayer-Happy, Group Thayer-Happy, Slim and Red, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at 103 Chautauqua Avenue, Lakewood. And I think that'll do it. On the 23rd of August, which is Sunday, again, you've got a trivia night at Raven and Thorn, 7 p.m. It's at 26 Water Street in Fredonia. Sunset Bay Beach Club, the Screaming Pineapples, at 7 p.m., which is 1028 South Shore Drive in Irving. Looks like there's a lot going on. Let's see here. And there's more college-oriented, student-oriented articles, which I don't think any of you necessarily would be interested in. Let's see here. Filling our jars. There's more articles about success in college. Seems to be a college issue here. Article headline, South and Center Chautauqua Lake Sewer District celebrates completion of Phase 2 West Side Sewer Extension. Ribbon cutting marks completion of major milestone in decades-long effort to expand public sewer service around Chautauqua Lake. Okay, continuing on here, let's see if we can find some other. All right. Here's an interesting article written by Karen Lipowitz. Documentary photographer Karen Lipowitz began her long-term project entitled Extended Stay in Jamestown on Monday, where she spent 2 days examining housing insecurity, emergency lodging, and the growing reliance on low-cost hotels as a substitute for permanent housing. Jamestown is the first stop on a nine-month, 7,000-mile journey through 13 states by Ms. Lipowitz. Along the way, she will live and work from budget hotels and motels while documenting the people depending on them for shelter. During her time in Jamestown, Lipowitz stayed at the Falconer Hotel, which used to be the Quality Inn, where she gained a close look at how Department of Health and Human Services placements provide temporary shelter for people with nowhere else to turn. Hotel placements offer an immediate alternative to sleeping unsheltered in a vehicle or an unsafe environment. At the same time, they reveal the limitations of an emergency system increasingly required to function as housing. A motel room may provide a bed and a locked door, but it does not provide permanence, privacy, or long-term stability. Ms. Lipowitz's decision to begin in Jamestown reflects both the region's economic history and present-day housing pressures. Like many smaller post-industrial communities, Jamestown has experienced population loss, limited job growth, aging housing stock, and rising costs. For residents already living close to the financial edge, a lost job or a medical emergency or family crisis or unexpected expense can quickly lead to displacement. All of the locations that Lipowitz plans All of the locations that she plans to visit are identified as, quote, economically distressed, close quote, according to the Appalachian Regional Commission. During her visit in Jamestown, Lipowitz met with local organizations and service providers to better understand how housing insecurity manifests in Chautauqua County, including UCAN, the capital letters UCAN, UCAN City Mission, Chautauqua Opportunities, and Hope Haven. This project focuses on what she describes as America's, quote, shadow housing system, close quote, which include motels, weekly rate rooms, extended stay properties, and other temporary accommodations that have quietly become long-term residences for working adults, families, veterans, disabled residents, and people unable to qualify for conventional apartments. These residents do not always appear in traditional images of homelessness. They may have a roof, a bed, a room key, and yet remain without a lease or long-term security or meaningful protection from sudden displacement. Some move repeatedly among hotels, shelters, relatives' homes, and vehicles. Others remain in the same room for months or years. Lipowitz notes that many people experiencing housing insecurity are employed, sometimes at more than one job. The central problem is often not an unwillingness to work, but the widening gap between wages and the actual cost of obtaining housing. Once a person begins paying nightly or weekly hotel rates, they quickly become rent burdened, which is defined as spending more than a third of take-home pay on rent. Saving enough to move, therefore, becomes even more difficult. The least expensive hotel rooms are also frequently unavailable. Some are occupied through DHHS, which I don't know what that stands for, or voucher placements, while others are filled by other long-term residents. People are then pushed into more expensive properties, consuming even more of their limited income and making permanent housing increasingly out of reach. Ms. Lipowitz's work is intended to document not only the hardship, but also the labyrinthine, or let's just say the complicated system residents and hotel operators and county agencies and service providers must navigate. In Jamestown, a network of organizations attempt to provide shelter, case management, food assistance, and housing support. The photographs, interviews, and audio recordings and field materials gathered in Jamestown by Ms. Lipowitz will become part of a larger immersive installation at the West Edge Factory, supported by the Coalfield Development Corps and an agency called Recreate Appalachia, located in Huntington, West Virginia, that's planned for 2027. Lipowitz hopes to make visible housing instability that often remains hidden. All right, let me start again. Lipowitz hopes to make visible housing instability that often remains hidden behind check-in desks and numbered doors. The writer of this article, Karen Lipowitz, I assume she's related to the individual who's Karen Lipowitz. Karen must be related. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. It's one and the same. The author and this individual, this documentary photographer, are one and the same, Karen Lipowitz. So she is an award-winning documentary photographer with 21 years of experience, bachelor's degree from the University of Michigan, with coursework from the Université Paris in the Sorbonne. She's lived and worked in Paris, Chicago, New York, throughout the U.S. Her work explores housing, displacement, and civil rights issues. Currently lives in Southeast Michigan with her husband and son. All right, that's interesting. That's new information. All right, here's an interesting article entitled The Community Music Project. The headline says, Join the Harmony, Sing with the CMP Chorale! Exclamation point. So it's the Community Music Project. Article starts off, and before I continue or before I get into the article, let me remind you that you're listening to a reading of articles and features from the Chautauqua Gazette on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. All right. Do you have a passion for music and a love for singing? If so, we invite you to lend your voice to the Community Music Project's CMP Chorale. Starting August 24th, which is coming up, opening our doors to new members who share our enthusiasm for beautiful harmonies and unforgettable music experiences will begin. Whether you're an experienced vocalist or just starting your singing journey, there's a place for you in our diverse and welcoming choir. Under the guidance of our talented director, Rebecca Ryan, and alongside fellow musical enthusiasts, you will embark on a journey of exploration and expression through song. From classical compositions to contemporary pieces, our repertoire spans a wide range of genres, ensuring that there's something for everyone to enjoy and challenge themselves with. Beyond the joy of making music together, joining the CMP Chorale offers numerous benefits. Singing has been shown to improve mental well-being, boost confidence, and foster a sense of community. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to showcase your talents at various performances throughout the year, spreading the joy of music to audiences far and wide. No audition is required to join us, which is nice. No auditions required. All that's needed is a passion for singing and a willingness to learn and grow alongside fellow choristers. I didn't know such a word existed. Rehearsals will take place every Monday, starting August 24th. The location will be announced. The concert will take place on October 24th 2 months later, and it doesn't say where. If you're ready to immerse yourself in the beauty of choral music and connect with fellow singers in your community, we encourage you to join us. To sign up, visit www.cmpsings.com. Let me repeat that. If you want to connect with the CMP Chorale and get into the Community Music Project, contact www.cmpsings.com. Or I can give you a phone number. Get your pencils out. 716-268-1551. Okay, that sounds interesting. Next Monday on August 24th, which is in, I think, two or three days. Next Monday, August 24th, is the last day you can order one of the many styles available in the Audubon Community Nature Center's 2026 shirt fundraisers. And there's a picture of two young men, one wearing a t-shirt and one wearing a hoodie, on which you have pine trees, and then you have a fox running past the pine trees, and the words "Run Wild" underneath. They're very attractive looking. The foxes that trot along the trails at Audubon inspired in-house designer Jess Pisker's Run Wild design. For details on your choices and to order, you can call 716-569-2345. Once more, to call to order or find out more information about your choices for the styles of shirts and hoodies that are available, call 716-569-2345. Okay. Here's an article about the performing arts. The Infinity Visual and Performing Arts is honored to receive a Capital With Youth for Youth grant, selected by young people through the WNY-WYFY youth-led grant-making process. So Infinity was among 40 organizations selected for youth-led grant investment. Okay. Infinity's program was chosen because it reflects what youth reviewers were looking for, namely meaningful youth voice, clear benefits for young people, strong community impact, and a responsible plan to use funds to expand opportunities for youth. All right, that seems a very worthwhile endeavor. Here's an article from the Chautauqua County Chamber of Commerce, submitted by the president and CEO of that group, Daniel Heitzenrader. Each year, our Chautauqua, oh, it just says CHQ. Each year, our CHQ Chamber golf tournament seems to get better and better. And we have dedicated golfers who play each time. Then we get new people participating to create new connections and enjoy a day of recreation and camaraderie on the course. Okay, that sounds like fun. And when is that coming up? Let's see. Or is this maybe, oh, I'm sorry, maybe this thing has already happened for all I know. Okay. The Roger Torrey Peterson Institute celebrates Roger Torrey Peterson's birthday with a free museum day and bird day dash. The Roger Torrey Peterson Institute invites the community to celebrate the birthday and legacy of Jamestown native Roger Torrey Peterson with 2 days of special events on August 28 and 29. They will offer free admission free museum admission on the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., along with discounts on Peterson field guides and art prints throughout the day. Visitors can enjoy a looping side slideshow featuring images of Roger, including selections from his extensive bird photography, as well as crafts in the classroom and exhibition scavenger hunts. At 1 p.m., the curator, looks like Rachel Kozinski, will lead a special tour of the archives and collections, followed by birthday cupcakes at 2 p.m. On the 29th, the next day, the celebration continues with the Bird Day Dash, held in Peterson's honor. There will be a 10K, 5K, and kid-friendly fun run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants can also enjoy food trucks, a DJ, and lawn games. Yes. The White Inn, located at 52 East Main Road in Fredonia, New York, recently received the Brick by Brick Award for adapted reuse from Buffalo Business First. And there's a beautiful picture of the White Inn, located at 52 East Main Street in Fredonia. This award shines light on the efforts to redevelop a historic Fredonia landmark that has been there for many years. It is indeed one of Fredonia's most recognizable historic landmarks, and this multi-million-dollar project, that they got the Brick by Brick Award for, was developed by St. George Enterprises. It was presented during the Buffalo Business First July 29 ceremony that recognizes outstanding real estate, construction, and development projects across New York. Western New York, I should say. Built in 1868, wow, the White House operated for generations as an inn and restaurant before closing in 2017. After years of vacancy and deterioration, the property was purchased in 2022 by a development team led by St. George, the owner of St. George Enterprises, and as well as his business partner and executive chef, Jones. The multi-year restoration transformed the 25,000 square foot property into a full-service boutique hotel, restaurant, bar, lounge, and event destination. The restored inn features 25 guest rooms and suites, along with dining, banquet, entertainment, and event spaces. The project preserved many of the building's signature Victoria-era features, including tin ceilings, fireplaces, cornices, wainscoting, while adding modern systems and amenities. Okay, this project, the restored White Inn, supports tourism, weddings, conferences, business gatherings, SUNY Fredonia visitors, and travelers exploring the region. Upon opening, the business provided more than 60 jobs, many of which are full-time positions, and also has generated and will generate significant work for local contractors during construction. All right, I think we have time for one more article. Everyone is welcome to the third annual Bustai Church of God Rural Mobile. This is a mouthful. I'll start again. Everyone is welcome to the third annual Bustai Church of God Rural Mobile Medical Unit Health and Wellness Initiative event, which is on August 28th, Friday, from 10 till 6. And this is located at 996 Forest Avenue Extension, Bustai. Free to everyone. Assistance and services for all. For veterans, elders, children, youth, families, everybody is welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to another broadcast day in the Niagara Frontier Radio Rating Service at Brevin, not for profit organization.